the second last round of the regular season. Finals hopes still alive for the mighty Newcastle United.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, big thanks to a great victory over last weekend against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, 36-16, keeping those dreams alive. Joining us to have a chat all things football, local lad, grew up playing at East Maitland Griffins, it's Mr. Tom Khan. How are you, Tom?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, mate,
good. Fantastic.
Flying for a Thursday. As I said, great victory last weekend. Excellent displays. Ponga, Gagai and Cogger all putting on, like, exceptional performances. Kai Pierce-Paul came off a bit worse for wear, though. Massive laceration on his leg. It looked freaky.
Yeah, it was, when he walked off, he was pretty casual about it, but, it was a pretty gruesome injury, but, yeah, it didn't look too nice.
They described it as a shark bite. That it looked like a shark bite. There was chatter as to whether it was somebody's boot has accidentally clipped him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could have been a hidden sprinkler on the ground.
Ew.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It looked horrible. It was massive. It was huge.
Jeez. So. Yeah, you don't want that kind of injury going on.
He's all right, though. Fingers crossed he's all good. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Think about it this way, though.
He's all good now.
Leaves a cool scar.
That is true.
Yeah.
And the ladies love a scar. So,
we
you know, do. You take the wins where you can get them. Congrats on the re-signing. Well done for that. Do they, when you do that, they give you any, like, oh, here's a little merch pack or a nice watch or something as well? Or is it just the cash money?
Yeah, just the new contract.
Yeah,
they could have given him like a fancy pen or something.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Here's a new biro or something. No, they give you all right. Look, you know, I guess you can buy all that stuff you want with your own money now that you've got it, right?
Yeah, we get plenty of nice gear and
good.
As the good quality stuff too.
Yeah. None of the knockoffs from Paddy's Market or whatever, is it?
Oh, I love
good
that.
Good stuff.
Well, coming into Sunday's must-win clash with the Titans as well, Tom, you guys are looking to have centre Bradman Best come back, of course, Bestie.
Yep.
How's his recovery coming along after that hamstring injury?
Yeah, he's going well. As you all know, Brady's a great athlete and he's healed well and he'll be ready to go on Sunday for the big clash at home.
Amazing. And as I said before, mate, local lad, grew up in the area, playing footy in the area, and this Sunday's clash is the voice for mining round, and the family day is happening on Sunday. So you're all wearing orange jerseys. Point of the round is to bring together miners, families, and Newcastle Knights fans to celebrate the roles by the mining industry and the Knights in the community. How important is mining as somebody who's always lived and grown up in the area?
Yeah, 100%. I've got friends and family that are in the mines now still, and growing up around it, and it's an important round for the hunter and for my family as well. So it's a very, very important round, and hopefully we can get the job done on Sunday.
And on top of that, Father's Day this Sunday.
How do you jam it all in?
Yeah.
It's got to be a big one. Hopefully lots of dads packing out McDonald Jones Stadium. It is a doubleheader, by the way, with the NRLW and NRL back-to-back. NRLW's at midday and then 2 p.m. for the Knights kicking off with the Titans. Anyone you want to shout out for Father's Day?
Yeah. My dad, he's been a big role model for me in my career and our whole family. So dad's keen to come and he'll be there and hope a lot of other fathers are there to bring him along on Sunday and it'll be a great occasion.
That's it. Thank you so much for coming on the show and good luck for Sunday. I've got good confidence you guys are going to get the job done. So cheers for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Cheers, have a good day.